Tuesday forecast, weekend events, and a lens on what comes next. Tuesday's weather offers relief for inland communities. Coastal and central San Diego should see a mostly sunny day after early morning clouds, with highs of 75 to 79 degrees Fahrenheit near the coast and 79 to 84 degrees inland. Tonight's lows will range from approximately 60 to 66 degrees. The heat advisory that covered Santee, El Cajon, and La Mesa through Monday evening has expired. Northwest to west winds may gust to 25 miles per hour Tuesday afternoon, a factor for anyone on the water, on an exposed bike route, or setting up at the beach ahead of Labor Day. The Padres travel to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati for a 3:40 p.m. Pacific first pitch. San Diego at 73-65 sends Randy Vasquez 10-6 with a 4.02 ERA against Cincinnati's Nick Lodolo, who is 3-3 with a 5.24 ERA. The matchup favors San Diego on paper. Looking further ahead, the SDCCU Poinsettia Bowl returns to Snapdragon Stadium on December 23 at 4:30 p.m., the first local edition since 2016. The Labor Day weekend calendar is full. Today's events include the Bone and Joint Health Expo at Sharp Healthcare beginning at 5:30 p.m., and a Spanish-language dementia care planning program at the San Ysidro Branch Library from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Beginning Wednesday and running through Labor Day, the Clash of Clans interactive pop-up opens at the headquarters at Seaport with tickets from $6. Friday through Monday, Campland on the Bay hosts waterfront camping and live music, while Signet Theater presents Sunset Boulevard, a Hollywood ballopera at Old Town Theater. The Labor Day premiere brunch cruise departs City Cruises Pier 1 on Monday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Thursday evening, the Lemon Grove Historical Society presents a talk on the rumored neighborhood lion of the early 1930s, a small piece of genuinely local history. The through line of Tuesday's agenda, taken as a whole, is whether San Diego is doing the planning work necessary to get ahead of its structural problems. The Tijuana River has needed a county-funded engineering analysis for years. El Niño preparedness is a seasonal commitment that sometimes produces lasting infrastructure investment and sometimes does not. The housing market's affordability math does not improve without supply changes that are slow and politically difficult. The school enrollment surge is real and unconfirmed as durable. Tracking those threads over the coming months will reveal more about the region's trajectory than any single vote cast on a September Tuesday.